The prophets, although most would not believe it, had only been a side effect. The silence to which their wives so often came home was another. After a while, all that humming silence kind of got to you, made you mad even. But not today. Today, she was delighted the house was just hers. "Are you going to sleep with Marshall Dillon if he wants you?" It wasn't a question she even had to think about. The answer was yes. She would sleep with him if he wanted her. Sideways, backwards, doggy style, or straight up fuck if that was his pleasure. He wouldn't, even if he hadn't been grieving for his young son? Friend. He wouldn't have wanted to sleep with her, she with her wrinkles, she with her hair going gray at the roots, she with the spare tire which her designer clothes could not quite conceal. The very idea was ludicrous. But yes, if he wanted her, she would. She looked on the fridge, and there, under one of the magnets that dotted it, "We are Positronics, building the future one circuit at a time," this one said, was a brief note. "Re, you wanted me to relax, so I'm relaxing, damn it. I.e., gone fishing with Sonny Emerson, t'other end of the lake, We'll be back by 7 unless the bugs are too bad. If I bring you a bass, will you cook and clean? D. P.S. Something going on at the store big enough to rate 3 police cars. Walk-ins, maybe? Smiley face. If you hear, fill me in." She told him she was going to the store this afternoon. Eggs and milk that she'd of course never gotten, and he had nodded. Yes, dear, but his note held no hint of worry, no sense that he even remembered what she'd said. Well, what else did she expect?